The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Black Helicopter News. This is episode number 88. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, aka President Zen 1, and today is Thursday, July 6, 2017, and it's currently 71 degrees and cloudy here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. And right now, current time is 6:01 p.m. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. I've got a stack of news here in front of me to get to. Antarctic iceberg, giant white wanderer poised to break free. Select memories can be erased, leaving others intact. And later on, we have a special report. What is mutilating cows in the Midwest? FBI probe. Thousands of reports of cattle killed with surgical precision since the early 1970s, with the deaths blamed on satanic cults, the government, and aliens. All that and much more coming up next. But before we get into things, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to take a moment to mention that today is actually my birthday. So I just want to run through some other famous birthdays. On this day, we have Sylvester Stallone, 50 Cent, and Kevin Hart, just to name a few. So happy birthday to them also. Other than that, I also want to mention that tomorrow, Spider-Man Homecoming comes out in theaters everywhere, and I am eagerly anticipating that. If I see that, I will definitely be giving a fanboy review in the very near future, possibly within the next week or so. I guess that's all I had to mention. So we're going to get into our next segment, but before I do, just don't forget, about 90% of the mass media is controlled by just six corporations. So help keep us independent, because they're trying to shut us down. So subscribe to the podcast. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. All right, let's get into things.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Antarctic iceberg, giant white wanderer poised to break free. This is on BBC News. This is written by Jonathan Amos, a science correspondent. This was just posted yesterday. Everybody's fascinated by icebergs. The idea that you can have blocks of frozen water the size of cities and bigger sparks our sense of wonder. British astronaut Tim Peake photographed one from orbit that would just about fit inside central London's Ring Road. Here comes the black helicopters to shut down the transmission. If they can't find us, we're at an undisclosed location with signal jammers and fortified fortress. Anyway, so this British astronaut photographed one for orbit, as I just mentioned, would fit inside central London's Ring Road, but at 26 kilometers by 13 kilometers, which is 16 miles by 8 miles, if you convert it, it was small compared with the berg that is about to break away from the eastern side of the Antarctic Peninsula. A rift has grown across the edge of the Larsen Sea ice shelf. A thin 5-kilometer-long section of the floating shelf is now all that prevents a 6,000 square kilometer berg from drifting away into the Weddell Sea. Think about that size, folks. That's more than a quarter the area of Wales. It's amazing. Keen to gather some more statistics, scientists have used the have used a spacecraft to observe and gather data. Wow. It's massive. They're using radar antennas. I'm not going to get into all of this. If you want to check it out, go to bbc.com. The point is, there. If this 16-mile by 8-mile iceberg breaks off, this thing is going to have a path of destruction if it hits any land mass. And if it's breaking off, it's also going to melt, which means the sea levels are going to rise even more. I just thought this was interesting. I'm not trying to get off on a tangent on that. Next, select memories can be erased, leaving others intact. This is on midnightinadesert.com. This was posted just yesterday. Different types of memories stored in the same neuron of the marine snail aplysia can be selectively erased, according to a new study by researchers at Columbia University Medical Center and McGill University, and published today in Current Biology. The findings suggest that it may be possible to develop drugs to delete memories that trigger anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder without affecting other important memories of past events. During emotional traumatic events, multiple memories can become encoded, including memories of any incidental information that is present when the event occurs. In the case of a traumatic experience, the incidental or neutral information can trigger anxiety attacks long after the event has occurred, said researchers. Here's an example. If you're walking in a high crime area and you take a shortcut through a dark alley and get mugged, and then you happen to see a mailbox nearby, you might get really nervous when you want to mail something later on, says Samuel Schacher, PhD, a professor of neuroscience in the Department of Psychiatry at CUMC and co-author of the paper. In the example, fear of dark alleys is an associative memory that provides important information, e.g. fear of dark alleys. Based on previous experience, fear of mailboxes, however, is an incidental, not associative memory that's not directly to the traumatic event. Well, if they can do this, this can be a medical breakthrough, and it's only a matter of time before it becomes an over-the-counter medical remedy. And I know a lot of people that could probably benefit from getting rid of not just traumatic PTSD memories, just really unpleasant ones. I know one I'd like to get rid of is memories of Monica, but we're not going to go there. Such memories such as a bitter ex-romance, just to give it a little more context. But what do you think about this, folks? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on it? Let me know in the comment box. I'm really interested to hear. So I'm eager to start a new segment. So please, share your thoughts. Moving on. China has officially started building the world's first forest city. This is cool, folks. I actually may have to post this on Instagram. It posted just yesterday. This is also on midnightinadesert.com. The world's first forest city created to fight pollution is now under construction in, I'm not even going to butcher this name, a province, though, of China. Screw it. I'll try it. It's now under construction in Luzhou, Guangxi Province, China. Designed by Stefano Boeri, Architecti, butchering names, man. A team that develops green projects all around the world. The forest. This is a futuristic forest city. It'll be home to a community of about 30,000 people. It'll be covered in greenery, including nearly 1 million plants of more than 100 species and 40,000 trees that together absorb about 10,000 tons of carbon dioxide and 57 tons of pollutants, and produce approximately 900 tons of oxygen annually. As a result, Forest City will help decrease the average air temperature, improve local air quality, create noise barriers, generate habitats, and improve local biodiversity in the region. Luzhou Forest City will be self-sufficient, running on renewable energy sources such as geothermal and solar energy. The city will be entirely wired, will include commercial zones, residential areas, recreational spaces, a hospital, 2 schools. Forest City will be connected to other areas by a fast rail line for electric cars. Wow. If you want to read more, you can either check it out on the midnightinthedesert.com. There's more on sciencealert.com. Just Google it if you're interested. Amazing, folks. This is exactly the right thing that... This is what we need on this planet. We need more of this kind of thing. So I want to salute China, the province, for doing this. four cities is going to absorb the carbon dioxide. This is the kind of thing we need. More integration of nature into our modern world. Not paving over forests, cutting them down, deforestation, and just overall development. No. So I gotta really salute this province of China. Amazing. Amazing, folks. Next. All right, folks, before we get into the next segment, we got one more story. Oh, yeah. Also, what are your thoughts on this story? Please let me know, folks. Please. All right, next. Horrified plane passengers forced to strap down screaming drunk man soaked in blood as he punches seat. The Russian flyer was filmed yelling and repeatedly punching the seat in front of him while horrified families with young kids looked on. I saw the video. I'm going to play a quick clip. This actually, it worries me that I find this hilarious. Because when I saw this already, this was originally posted on themirror.co.uk. I saw it on Facebook. I didn't see one ha-ha reaction, which started to worry me because I was actually having one of the best laughs I've had in a long time. Shocked passengers were forced to strap down a drunk man who was covered in blood and screaming on a flight to Turkey, it's reported. So the Russian flyer was filmed yelling and repeatedly punching the seat in front of him while horrified families with young kids watched. They don't know how he was bleeding, but the funniest thing was, honestly, and this is really bad, a scared young girl in the seat in front of him is filled nervously trying to edge away from him and towards her mother. You know how you always see the cliche, how on the flights there's always a kid, annoying kid, kicking your seat? So I feel like this is like so, the irony is delicious. Now, you see, the tables have turned. Now you have a drunk man covered in blood kicking his seat in front of him. I don't know, man, but check this out. This guy was losing it, dude. I'm gonna play a clip. Here, check this out. So, all I gotta say is, where's United Airlines when you need them? They don't know how he was covered in his own blood. My suspicion is he probably hit himself on purpose. Maybe this guy is totally looking unhinged. Have you guys seen this story? It's really an irreverent story, but I just had to mention it because I was just rolling earlier. It made me laugh, and I was like, wait, I'm laughing at surrounding people, passengers in fear of this madman. Anyway. Alright, let's just get into our special report, and then I'm going to take off. We'll be back this weekend. Alright.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
What's mutilating cows in the Midwest? FBI probed thousands of reports of cattle killed with surgical precision. Since the early 70s, with the deaths blamed on satanic cults, the government, and aliens. This is on dailymail.co.uk. Since the early 70s, thousands of cow murders, and mutilations have reportedly taken place in the Midwest. Reports include cattle having ears, lips, eyes, noses, and more graphic vulgar areas of their body, which I'm not even going to say, removed with surgical precision. Conflicting theories are running wild. Some believe aliens or the government are responsible for the mutilations, which have been reported across the U.S. and abroad. The FBI actually attempted to investigate the incidents, but were largely unsuccessful due to lack of jurisdiction. On a bright, sunny morning. Oh, and I'm going to post this on Black Helicopter News on Facebook. This, so you can check that out there. I am not going to get into the whole thing because it is actually a really long, in-depth article. But I'll get, you know what? I'll see if we can get to all of it. On a bright sunny morning in the summer of 73, Ron and Paula Watson, two farmers in Springfield, Missouri, witnessed something that changed their lives forever. It was an alien abduction, they say, but not of a human, of cattle. They said they saw a green cone-shaped craft next to which Two silver little beings were standing over a large black cow. I told Ron, "My God, they've got a cow. What are they doing to it?" Paula said. "It had its eyes open and its tongue was hanging out a little bit, but it just laid there and didn't move." She described in detail as she saw the aliens running their hands over the cow and inspecting their long fingers, and then inspecting their long fingers before they floated it into a large ship in the distance. The neighbors never believed the story, though one did admit to having one black cow left unaccounted for. The Watson story sounds something out of sci-fi, but it became one of many stories of alien and UFO sightings used to explain the thousands of cow mutilations reported across the U.S. in the 70s. Within the depths of the FBI's database of unsolved mysteries lies the graphic tale of these cattle murders, which outraged and petrified farmers for decades and is still continuing to this day. Speculation surrounding who or what might be responsible for the killing and mutilation of thousands of bovines have ranged from satanic worshippers, government agents, and even aliens. The most curious aspect, why not both, and why not all three? Anyway, the most curious aspect is not that the cattle died, but the way they did. Since the early 70s, farmers have discovered their treasured and expensive animals dead with various organs removed, including eyeballs, noses, tongues, hearts, livers, etc., removed with laser precision. Though many theories have been offered, it's a phenomenon that no one, not even the FBI, has been able to solve. In 74, newspapers started to catch wind of these bizarre mutilations, which first took place primarily in extremely rural farmlands in the Midwest. Instances were reported across the nation, but were mostly scattered among South Dakota, Colorado, Kansas, and Nevada. The news reports make up the bulk of the FBI's 32-page report on the subject, which is prefaced by a brief explanation that their investigation was hindered by lack of jurisdiction in most cases. The FBI told DailyMail.com that this was due to the fact that at the time there was no federal law declaring animal mutilation a federal crime, which didn't allow the department to continue investigating. Many residents reported seeing helicopters, black helicopters, circulating the areas where cattle later turned up dead and sliced up with such precision. This prompted concerns that the mutilations by those familiar with the subject were being covered up by the government. This was around the same time at the height of alien paranoia in the U.S., when UFOs, flying discs, balls of light, etc. were being spotted in similar rural areas, often preceding or following cow mutilations. Many who have dedicated their lives to the subject believe, in fact, aliens are responsible for the mutilations, and the government's been attempting to cover it up for years. One such person is Linda Mouton Howe. The regional Emmy-winning filmmaker who the Watsons shared the story with for her documentary, Earth Mysteries, Alien Life Forms. She's been one of the most steadfast supporters of the alien argument. Quick side note, this woman is fabulous. Big fan. Moving on. Her research conjures the images of what we picture as a stereotypical alien abduction. Flying saucers beaming aliens up with light. At least two people even reported being abducted at that time, including one woman, Judy Doherty, and her daughter Cindy. In 1990, a symposium preceding Howe wrote, "I found in so many eyewitness accounts of orange glowing objects the size of football fields hovering above pasture lands where mutilated animals were later found. Or beams of light observed shining down from silent helicopters that lighted pastures brighter than daylight. And the next day, mutilated animals were found, and eyewitness reports of strange craft and non-human creatures involved with aliens. And there you go, Judy Doretti, in 73, watched a brown and white calf rise in a pale beam of yellow light. Inside the craft, she saw tissue cut from the eye, tongue, and testicles by two small gray-skinned creatures, humanoids. They had four fingers instead of five, and those long, thin fingers tapered into small, dark nails. Their eyes had vertical pupils like a cat's or crocodile's. Judy's daughter also described in a 1990 hypnosis session seeing a calf rising in a beam of yellow light. Oh yeah, we're not going to get into this. I'm just scratched the surface, but folks. Look, I'm posting this on the Facebook page, Black Helicopter News. Check it out if you want to know more. Interesting read. I just scratched the surface. It's a big read. I don't know, folks. What are your thoughts? Please let me know in the comment box. I'm curious as to what the listeners think of this. I mean, I believe that this has got a good possibility of being the work of extraterrestrial biological entities. Dun, dun, dun! I feel that there is scientific use these people, these creatures, these humanoids can get from certain life forms on our planet. Maybe things that can lead to scientific advances on their realm, their planet, their dimension. Just like we can find medical advances through creatures in the deep blue sea or from buried deep in rainforests. So maybe. And obviously, on other planets, we could find something that could make a breakthrough scientifically in educational fields, in medical fields, in any type of discipline. So, why wouldn't the same thing, the inverse, be true? If we, as humans, can find scientific breakthroughs in areas we are not accustomed to seeing. Like, if we can find medical breakthroughs deep in areas of this globe where people are not I don't even know, but I'm just saying, these are probably alien fucking aliens that are trying to boost their knowledge and have breakthroughs of their shit. But are they going to help us out? No. These people are cherry picking, probably creating something to benefit themselves by doing this. But I don't know. What I really want to know is what you guys think. So, weird episode, gotta admit. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this episode of the podcast, but what are your thoughts on any of the things that we spoke about today? You can hit us up on Black Helicopter News or on Twitter at PresidentZ1. And while you're at it, check out my music on ReverbNation.com/PresidentZ1. So, until next time, for Black Helicopter News, I'm Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. PresidentZ1. Happy birthday to me. Signing off.